This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Despite how bad the season went for the Cavs, how bad the postseason went for the Cavs, I still think the Cavs are higher on, Cavs fans are still higher on the Cavs than the rest of the NBA is after this playoff exit. I think the rest of the NBA said, all right, I'm not, prove it to me next year. I think that's where the rest of the NBA is.
There is a cockiness attached to that answer by Cavs fans in many ways, right? He's gonna join us as if it's like,
you should be so lucky.
As if you're joining the dream team, yeah.
Yeah, which is, we'll see. There's a few different ways we can talk about this. It's just going to be really interesting to see what actually unfolds this offseason and what doesn't. But the NBA's problem that isn't really the problem the NBA has, Brian Geltzeiler was on with the Modern Boys earlier today and answered the question, who is the face of the league in the NBA?
To me, I think Nikola Jokic is the face of the NBA right now. I don't buy the fact that it can't be a foreign player. I think Jokic is the best player in the league. I did vote for SGA for MVP because I thought he was the MVP this year. But there's no doubt, I think Nikola Jokic is the face of the league.
So, why are we still having face of the league conversations?
I think because for the first time in a while, we don't have a clear-cut answer. It's probably why we're having it.
But I think my there's never just been one guy. There has maybe been a guy that's more center, and then like it's been LeBron, and then there's a Kobe, and then there's a Steph, and then there's a KD.
All just kind of like in the orbit.
But like there's at any given point, there's given the way the NBA works, there's always like five the guys. It just so happens that we've had two eras where MJ was clearly the guy. They had Shaq. Right, they had Karl Malone. They had countless NBA stars around, and so I do think like this is part of like ring culture, and it's part of like the perception of the NBA. I don't think it's good if there's just one guy. If there was just one guy, when there was a face of the league, it was Wilt Chamberlain.
People even at that point want to argue that it was actually Bill Russell because Russell was the one winning the titles.
You make a case for Oscar Robertson as well,
the Big O.
But it was Wilt against a bunch of janitors. Right now, I think now do not trap me into that idea that I think that today's NBA player would school those because I think if those guys had the same nutrition, weight training, and everything else for like 4 or 5 years before coming to the NBA, I think they'd be able to hang in this as well. I think good players across time evolve for what is called of you. I don't know why I got defensive about that. But the point is, it had to happen. But I just think this obsession with face of the league, I think it's honestly, it's something the narrative is, it's a narrative that NBA media is perpetuating more than anybody else, and I actually think it's hurting the league.
I just hadn't thought about it from that perspective. Because I just think it's a fun little, it's almost like a bar debate that people have. You know, like, who do you think, who is, if you could only put one person on the billboard, who's going to be the billboard? And I think the answer, sadly enough, for the recent years, it still maintains some of the guys we've mentioned. Like, it's still LeBron. It's still Steph. It's some of the older guys. And as these older guys are phasing out and they're not as prevalent as they once were, you got to hand the baton off. And there's no one right now that it feels like you're handing the baton off to.
Oh, there's countless.
Well, there's a lot of good players, but there's nobody that is that Michael Jordan, that LeBron, that instant. Well, even Steph is a top 10 player all time.
So Giannis.
Giannis is 31. Giannis is the one that I was thinking about it, but in the past 3 years, he hasn't made it out of the first round. How do I put someone up in that billboard in the LeBron MJ category? MJ, I mean, LeBron legitimately made it to the finals every year for 10 straight seasons. Giannis is out three straight in the first round.
See, but I think this is the problem. We're conflating the GOAT conversation with who's next up as the GOAT with who's the face of the NBA.
I think that is something we're doing, yes.
Because Giannis, Luka, and Jokic all deserve a seat at the table of who is the face of the NBA.
A lot of the NBA is just that, though. It's a race to try to anoint and put people in the all-time great conversation, even if it at times seems like it's premature. I would bet so much money the reason why Getzeiler put Jokic on that list and as the face of the NBA for himself is because Jokic has won three MVPs, and three MVPs in one title does put you up in rarefied air.
Why not SGA? Why not Anthony Edwards? I mean, granted, I don't think Jalen Brunson.
I think they're knocking on the doorstep of it.
So I think my point is, like, okay, in the era of super teams, maybe it makes more sense to have a guy and then four or five guys very close to him in the periphery. In an era where on any given year, we're going to have a new champion for seven straight years, yeah, that probably casts a wider net. I don't think people realize how hard it is, how impossible it is to get to the Jordan level of distance between Jordan and the next best player or LeBron and the next best player. Especially now where what made LeBron so special is, one, he was 6'8", and he was like the next evolution of Magic Johnson, a point guard in a, you know, power forward's body. But even like Michael, like, all right, Michael was the next Dr. J, right? And then, like, because those guys just took working seriously, you saw them leaps and bounds, jump ahead of everybody else. Everybody works hard in the NBA now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's no longer like, well, just take 1,000 shots a day and you can be Steph Curry.
So that's why I always thought we would end up more in a situation like what the 80s NBA had, where it was Magic versus Bird. If we weren't going to have one big standalone star, we were going to have this rivalry, this big budding, like, oh my gosh, when they meet, it is... It's everything. It's Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark, for instance, to just use a bad term here. But the point is that that's kind of what I thought the next few years of the NBA. Once we graduate beyond the idea that LeBron and Steph are aging out and guys like Durant just kind of missed his window.
So where I actually think we are is, the NBA was built on elite rivalries. So Lakers, Celtics, Knicks, Celtics very early on. Then Lakers, Celtics again. Then Michael Jordan versus the rest of the league. LeBron versus himself, but like, that's just because that's true of how the NBA went. I think the rivalry thing makes total sense for like the WNBA that's trying to establish itself and take itself to the next level. It's been around for 30 years, 30 plus years. Now it's trying to take itself up to the next level. So having a Michael or having a Bird versus Magic makes total sense for how you have to promote that league.
Which could even just end up being foreign versus American, by the way, once we get to the end result.
Which,
there,
by the way, might be a way to help, I don't want to say fix the All-Star game, but certainly try and make it interesting. But I think where we're at is, I think the NBA has reached to a level where it's just the popularity is just the popularity. Right? Like, it's a the popularity is going to be driven by the style of basketball and the general competitiveness and parity of the league. I think it's gotten closer to where the NFL is, where stars come and go, But okay, yeah, Tom Brady retired, Drew Brees retired, Peyton Manning retired. Oh, okay, here's Peyton Manning. Here's Pat Mahomes, here's Josh Allen, here's Lamar.
Yeah, we might be getting there. I just think the NBA and the NBA culture is built upon, they're built upon the GOAT conversation and the list conversation that go with it. How many books have you read about it? Hey, listen, the NBA did the NBA 75 for a reason, and they brought it back, and they did.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did that because they, like no other sport embraces, we're going to tell you this player is better than this player and let's discuss it and go through the merits of it the same way. We don't do that in the NFL to a degree the same way. We don't do top five all-time quarterbacks. We do top two quarterbacks every now and again. But we don't do top 10 all-time. We don't have those conversations. Baseball, we're never going through, unless you're like an MLB Network program, like here's the top 10 shortstops of the past 25 years. And in the NBA, we're just a constant embrace of that.
So I hear everything you're saying. I think there's a lot of validity to it. But I think when one of the four evergreen conversations is, who is the face of the league? And then if the answer isn't LeBron or Michael, it's a bad thing. Maybe that's where we go. I have no problem comparing players. And if you want to take Giannis over Jokic, or if you want to take Jokic over Luka, or SGA over any of those guys, or like, yeah, pick your battle, right? Like, pick your guy, and that's fine. That's, I think, a good, healthy conversation that has to happen. But it's the idea of, if you don't have an apparent new face of the league, that somehow it's a failure of the league. It's like, no, I think it just might be the evolution of the league. I think limiting this to you're only successful is if there's a dominant global face of the NBA, you're misconstruing the fact that you, as soon as I mentioned Will Chamberlain, you said Bill Russell, and I said Oscar Robertson. And by the way, there's two or three other players that belonged in that conversation. I can say Dr. J in 1975, and I can, oh, Kareem. You can go, I almost said Artis Gilmore. I really wanted to be an NBA honk.
Where's your JoJo White reference when you need it,
that's
right?
That's true. George Gervin. Now we're back cooking with gas. But my point is, every time, even Michael. Michael's first, was it 5-6 years in the NBA? It was Magic and Bird.
Right.
So there's always five or six incendiary players. And I think it's almost a waste of energy. If only you take the conversation of, I don't see a LeBron right now, so that must be a bad thing for the NBA.
I think that's where a lot of the NBA world is sitting at right now, is they're trying to hand off this next era. They're trying to hand off the baton, and they're looking around, and they're seeing as Steph and LeBron are phasing themselves out. And then, again, the next group that would have been that is already too old to begin with anyway. They're just trying to figure out who the next one is going to be. Who's the person 5 years from now that we're tuning in to make sure that we watch? And
Anthony?
I think
it's going to be Anthony Edwards.
It might end up being that. No question about it. He's thrilling to watch. But that's what I think is trying to get resolved right now, because there's no definitive answer in that.
And here's the thing. I don't know that we're going to have... I mean, well, you know, by the way, we haven't mentioned Wemby, who
Wemby's
everybody
be,
has anointed
That's box office. You know, like Wemby is box office.
Now, can I tell you the one part of the face of the NBA that I do think is evolving, that I think actually is a good thing, is I remember having, when I first got to Charlotte in 2018, my old partner, Josh Parcell, insisted at the time, and this is might not be fair to him because it's a slight paraphrasing of what he said, but he never thought Luka, Giannis, he never thought a European player would be the face of the NBA. I don't think we've ever been closer. And I do think that inevitably is a good thing. If the next LeBron, Michael, if the next iteration of that is Wemby, that probably is for the best.
Also, slight point on this too. I don't think the NBA has to care about it as much as they normally would, because they just signed that 11-year deal.
Yeah,
with the TV rights.
Yeah,
I always love the idea. We bring this up all the time. It's like, well, the NBA is livid that Cleveland's going to be in the finals. They don't care right now. They just signed an 11-year deal worth so many billions. What, $80 billion? Like, they're for the next 6, 7 years, 8 years. They don't have to care about who draws in what ratings at all.
Now, 9 to 10 years from now, if cable does or doesn't exist, then it's a new conversation.
Then they have to get back on the hop. But they got like a 6, 7, 8 year breather where they really can just kind of let the basketball be the basketball.
Although I'm of the opinion that wherever that cable money is now, there's going to be some equivalent to it.
It's always going to exist.
Like this idea that we reach a mythical point where I know regional money went away. That makes sense given how unsustainable that whole model was in the first place. I don't ever see their point where, like, yeah, the NBA had to trim its salary cap. It's now only $150 million salary cap.
But I think in chasing this 11-year deal that they recently got, I think it did kind of bog down and maybe make the conversation for who the next box office guy was going to be worse. Because instead of on Christmas Day it being SGA, for instance, it was always LeBron in the prime spots, you know? And they kept pushing LeBron and they kept pushing Steph, which is fine. They went to that well. It's a ratings bonanza. You go to that. But they got the bag now. So now you can really kind of let it all sort itself out.
216-474-0092. Does the NBA have a face of the league problem? I think the face of the league of the problem is everyone keeps obsessing about why there isn't a LeBron or MJ yet, instead of looking at the health of the league in general. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.